This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Key COVID-19 metrics are steadily declining in Colorado. There are fewer than 250 people hospitalized with the virus after hovering around the 300 mark nearly all summer. Meanwhile, the test positivity rate is just over 7%, though the figure does not account for home COVID tests. The Omicron subvariant BA5 is responsible for 80% of Colorado COVID cases as of mid-July, the latest data from the state health department. Meanwhile, monkeypox cases have surpassed 100 in the state, with 35 cases in August thus far. The virus spreads most commonly from direct contact, and people can sign up for vaccines with the state health department. The agency says more than 3,200 doses of the vaccine have been administered in Colorado. The state has also rolled out an online dashboard that includes cases and vaccine numbers. There's a new Southern Colorado local food guide. It lists farms and ranches in 8 counties around the region. The Palmer Land Conservancy's Christy Knackard says the group wants to promote health of the land, people, and the community.
Our health is directly related to our connectivity to land and local food. So this guide is about helping bridge all of that together.
She says the guide is aimed at helping producers with marketing and increasing access to healthy food. It's available both online and in print. Hot and sunny weather conditions are expected to lead to more intense ozone pollution across much of the Front Range and lower foothills this afternoon and tomorrow. Health officials say the pollution could trigger problems for people with asthma or other lung conditions. Those people should limit their outdoor activity until about 8 p.m. both days. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.